Welcome to Well That Was Weird, the podcast, the show where I talk about things I found on the internet, weird stories, and give my opinion on things that no one has probably ever cared about. My name is Isaiah. Unfortunately, today, I must break the news to you that we're down one man. Chance, tell him what happened.
Well, since their services are no longer needed, my boys, Guns N' Roses, have been forced into retirement.
Let's get weird.
Welcome back. I cried just now. That was so good. Damn it. That was good.
Oh. Yeah, I hope you know. I spent way too much time over coffee this morning discussing with my wife what I was going to name my balls. I was like, Siegfried and Roy.
Damn it.
I said Starsky and Hutch.
Bo and Luke Duke.
That was one that I suggested.
Oh, Hawk and Animal. Oh, damn it.
I said Randy and Hulk. And I went with Guns and Roses.
That was so good. Axl and Rose. Shit.
I said Guns N' Roses. Ugh. I was like, but wouldn't it make more sense if the penis was the gun and the balls were the roses? And I was like, no, the penis is Axl.
Yeah. These takes main stage.
I don't know, for some context, I had a vasectomy. The overall experience was not terrible.
Yeah, the way you explained it, it sounds way better than what I've previously heard them talk about.
Well, I mean, there's different ways you can get it done. I just happened to get it done with a guy who pioneered a certain way to do it with no scalpel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
lasers.
I mean, it's like a little laparoscopic thing, like a little, I don't know, it's like 3 or 4 millimeters wide.
Yeah.
It's like this little thing.
Were you awake for it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was awake, but they gave me nitrous.
Oh, shit.
That was like attached to like a little vape thing, and I could hit the nitrous as I wanted.
Is it possible to overdo it on nitrous?
Absolutely. I almost passed out.
Oh, no. They were like, yeah, just do it whenever you feel you're like.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They said, at first, they said, okay, let's just see, because they said this nitrous isn't as strong or concentrated as the stuff that you get at a dentist.
Okay.
So before we start the surgery, let's have you take 3 deep breaths of the nitrous, and we'll see how it affects you,
yeah.
And then we kind of go from there. So I take 3 deep breaths of nitrous, and I was just, all of a sudden, I was like, whoa. I was glad I was laying down.
So does nitrous, I've never had it, does it numb you? Or
no.
It just kind of makes you not give a shit about anything.
Makes you not give a shit about anything. It's like, with like 2 breaths of it, for me, it was like having 4 to 5 beers.
Damn, man.
And you just kind of get in that zone where you're just like, you're just joking around.
Yeah.
Because the whole time they were doing my surgery, I had like a doctor and a nurse, and then I had this nitrous guy.
Yeah.
I guess he's like kind of like an anesthesiologist or whatever.
Yeah.
So I had like 3 people hanging out in a room with this like cloth draped over and just my balls out.
Did they have you in stirrups?
No. That was the only awkward part is, first the nurse comes in, and she comes in with this like I don't know, this big like 6x6 gauze pad with tape on it, and she tapes my wiener up to my belly. So that way it's out of the way. And then they drape this cloth that has like a little, you know, like a little,
oh
like
my God,
3-inch like glory hole on it. And it just has your balls hanging out. And you're naked from the waist down like Porky Pig in it. You have your shirt on, of course.
You fucking, you're on nitrous and you're like, bit, 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 bit. The doctor's down there. He's like, it's like the Forest of Endor down here.
No, they make you shave completely beforehand.
Oh, they don't shave you, so it's not awkward?
Yeah, so it's not awkward. You have to come, or else they won't do it.
Yeah, like, holding my balls isn't awkward enough, Doc. I think you give me a courtesy shave.
So, then they, instead of, you damn know, they have to good. Use the iodine stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's in a spray bottle, and for some reason they keep it cold.
Like, every time they spray your balls, they're just retreating.
They go and spray me with this cold-ass iodine, and I'm like, holy hell, that's cold. And meanwhile, I've got this nitrous, like, vape thing, and I'm just like...
Oh, no.
And then I'm just like, whoa.
Anesthesiologist is like, maybe hand that back.
No, they said, you just hang on to that. And bam. They were joking around. He's like... He said, you're treating the nitrous like a fine sipping whiskey. You're just taking little sips here and there to keep you calm. And that's basically what I was doing during the whole procedure. They're asking me questions. So what do you do for a living? As they're like...
You don't feel anything.
No, I don't feel anything. Well, I felt a little bit.
Felt them
because they
slapping
have,
your balls around.
Well, they have to give you 2 injections of anesthesia first.
Yeah.
Those hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had a shot in your balls, but...
Nope.
Not the most comfortable thing in the world.
I can't imagine.
That
sucks.
Then the second most uncomfortable part is apparently the little tubes that they actually cut are really long. Like, they go, like, up in your body by, like, a good ways. Uh-huh. So they're not completely numbed. So they pull them out through the little hole. No. And when they do it, you can feel it pulling on shit inside you.
Oh, no.
He's like, all right, you're going to feel a little tug. And I was like, whoa. And I immediately was like.
Every time he does it, you're just like accidentally just involuntary. Just taking a hit. Have you seen that? This is totally off topic. Sorry to interrupt. Have you seen that guy? They did a story on him. I don't remember what show, but he couldn't get an erection. Like, it was just impossible.
Okay.
So eventually, they inserted a tube, 2 tubes into his wiener with a balloon.
Like a little pump.
And it's like anytime he wanted to like have sex, I guess, he was like, and just like pumped his wiener up. Did he have to keep doing it while they were banging though?
Probably.
I just can't imagine it. Like,
that's hilarious.
I can't imagine that it would stay. Like, it would it not just give?
Like a balloon?
Yeah.
Like a balloon animal?
Because it's not like you're, and the muscles aren't tightening.
No. I don't know, man. I don't know. It was an interesting experience overall. Mm. Spent the first, whatever it was, 4 or 5 days with ice packs and, you know, some nice loose-fitting basketball shorts.
Yeah.
But overall, not terrible. I don't know. I'm back to normal now, and it's been, what, like 10 days now?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm all good now.
It's good.
It was definitely an experience. I guess now that we're kind of moving along on this episode, I have a few different kind of discussions I want to get into here.
Okay.
Just because I think they're going to be fun to kind of go back and forth on some of these.
Yeah.
So this first one is actually tied into this article that I found. And this was an article that I found, and it was people that had been tweeting or posting on Instagram about ridiculous things that ultra-rich people spend tons of money on that most of us don't really know about.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who either work in like a service industry and they deal with these
people, they work with them or for them somehow.
Yeah, in some way. Like you know, like they install toilets and this guy requested a gold toilet or some shit, you know, something like that. And some of these answers are pretty hilarious. There's this one, it said my dad's client bought a whole block of houses to build theirs. They bought an entire block to build their home.
Did they destroy it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What if they just bridged all of these houses together?
It says that it was so wide that they installed a moving walkway that, like the ones at airports.
Wow.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Talk about bougie.
This one, apparently Sylvester Stallone really likes himself, and a friend did some work on Sylvester Stallone's home, and there's a ton of statues and art of himself in his home, some of which are naked and have big penises.
That's very creepy to know, because he also has no sons and only daughters.
Yeah, really, like, really weird. Can you imagine being like the daughter and going over to his house for Thanksgiving and they're like, Dad, could you please cover up the statue in the dining room? Yeah,
they're like, you were at no point naked in Rambo in any of them. So can you please cover up John's wiener? That doesn't surprise me. I follow him on Instagram, and I see he like shares like I think they did a Rambo figure not too long ago, and he did like an opening of it, and he was like, "Look how cool it is!" And like he was just going, "He's like, look at my muscles." I'm like, "Jesus Christ!"
This one was a woman who owned a small private jet business. Told me the one time someone paid them to fly their dog by itself to New York for $45,000 for some training. There were no other passengers on this private jet.
Just a flight crew, probably a stewardess.
And a dog.
And a dog.
Yeah. This one is the whole reason I saved this.
Okay.
Is my brother dealt with many of the Saudi Arabian royal family's jets. They have multiple jets, of course, you know, because they're stupidly rich.
Oil tycoons.
One of them had a full-on surgery room, like on the jet to do surgery, and there was a guy who traveled with him at all times to be his organ donor.
Wait.
So.
Hold on.
Yeah. So this guy,
hold up. Because at first, it took a second to click in. There's a man, a live man, that travels with him. And in case of emergency of this Saudi prince, if he dies or he's dying, they will kill this other man and cut out his organs?
Yes.
Hold the fuck up. Hold up.
You can still be in... Well, hold on. They don't have to kill him. Do you think that's the plan, though?
Absolutely, that's the plan. But
what if his like kidney was failing? And they're like, okay, you can live without one kidney. Like, yeah, we'll go ahead and take this out. You'll still live.
But though, that guy's entire job is just be there in case this other guy needs an
organ.
How
much do you think he gets paid?
Probably a stupid amount of money.
Probably a stupid amount, yeah. Do you think he'll ever be like, hey, we've been rolling the dice on this for a long time. I think I'm done.
Like, I'm ready to retire.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty exhausted, honestly. I wonder, though, if have they done the research and, like, all of the... Well, if they have a goddamn surgery room, I'm sure they have. They've done the blood test to make sure that he's a perfect match in every way.
Yeah,
they have to protect this man.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that guy has all sorts of, like, restrictions on, like, how he can live and
his diet. Yeah, he probably can't eat anything weird or...
No smoking.
And you know the Saudi princes, though, they go fucking hard.
Oh, yeah.
They go real hard. What if, like, at the end of this guy's life, he's like, they're like, oh, Prince, you know, like, your kidneys are, you know, like, naturally failing. And they're like,
yeah,
bring forth the boy. He's, like, in his 50s at this point. He's like, please, I'm so exhausted.
Oh, God. There's a few other pretty good ones. Like, this one says, a friend from high school worked a few years as a deckhand on yachts in the Mediterranean. And he said that he once jumped in to get a customer's bag, and they tipped him 4,000 euros.
Jesus.
To get a bag.
And out of
the
water?
He also observed actual bricks of cocaine being brought onto P. Diddy's yacht.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, doesn't surprise me at all. So, I mean, there's that.
actual bricks of cocaine.
This one that says, used to be a housekeeper for some of the wealthier people in my city. The best thing I've ever seen is the wife of a rich guy... was the sort that had custom suits of armor made for all of her cats, and she had them displayed along with tiny suits of armor for mice.
That's pretty dope.
It is.
That's pretty dope. Let's be honest.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, okay.
Yeah, no. I would get armor for my cats.
Yeah.
My luck. I mean, they squeeze their collars off enough, though. They just slip right out of it.
Oh, so. Yeah, absolutely. This one was like, I used to pet sit. I remember a rich person asking me to pet sit their cat. There were a lot of TVs in almost every room, and the weirdest was the bathroom. Sorry, cat bathroom. There was a TV playing cat cartoons, an overly fancy litter box, and painting of cats.
Damn it. I feel like I would have that in my house. I would have that, though. Here's the thing, though. Where do most people keep the litter box? In one of the bathrooms. If you're mm-hmm. blessed enough to have multiple bathrooms like myself, we do keep it in. We keep our litter box in the downstairs one that we rarely use, you know?
Yeah.
Granted, it's not like a fucking Mad Max in there. Like, we keep it clean. We vacuum around it and clean the litter box regularly. But if I had the option of having a tiny bathroom specifically for my cats, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because it saves a ton of just, I mean, like, it saves you mess and smell and all that.
Cat bathroom.
Yeah.
But you would have the cat paintings and the TV playing cat cartoons.
So to clarify, we do have a cat painting. It's of them. It was a gift.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
And on occasion, we do play cartoons for the cats to distract them.
Well, that makes sense if they watch them.
Yeah, because they'll just sit there and just go back and forth.
Oh, okay. So piggybacking off of this article, if you had the types of, like, unlimited money.
Yes.
And you could spend it on really dumb shit. Uh-huh. What would you spend it on?
Oscar Mayer wiener car.
You'd buy the wiener mobile?
I would buy the wiener mobile.
If I had the opportunity, your daily driver?
Here's the thing. I would probably make a bigger one or maybe same size, but it would be like a conversion van. So I could live in it. I could travel in this giant
wiener. Like an RV?
Yes.
Like a wiener RV?
And then anytime I got to go through a tunnel, I would enter and then back up and then enter. And I would Instagram it, and I'd be like, as I'm inserting my wiener car into Mother Nature. And that would be the tag slogan. I'm fucking the earth. Gaia is my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Like, how could you pass that up?
Oh my God. I just totally didn't expect that.
The Wienermobile?
The Wienermobile.
How much do you think the Pope Mobile costs?
Oh, that's gotta be.
I'd buy it out from under him. That's mine.
Just outbid the Pope.
I would pay to copyright the Pope Mobile, so anytime he used it he had to pay me money.
And it had to say Pope Mobile on the side?
Yeah.
Because he hates when people call it that.
Really?
Yeah, I read an interview and he said that he feels like it's undignified to call it the Pope Mobile.
Does he want to call it the P-Car?
I love Pope, the name.
Pope Cart?
I love the name. It's like Batmobile, but Pope Mobile. Yeah,
the Pope Mobile. He's in glass a lot of times. Sometimes he's not, which is very dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, while yours is funny, I'm like, I'd probably, like, absolutely, now that I've mentioned the Batmobile, I'd probably buy the fucking Batmobile.
Oh, yeah. I would buy a Batmobile, yeah. Absolutely.
Like the 1989 one from Michael Keaton.
Of course. I would maybe a DeLorean, like a replica DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yeah?
I'm not even obsessed with Back to the Future. That was just a badass car.
Hell yeah.
Now, if I had unlimited amounts of money, I would definitely build my own house. Make it pretty ridiculous. I would probably either have a basement or an attachment off of the house and make my own hobbit hole.
Hell yeah.
Where I would do my painting and I would probably just live there.
Yeah.
Like Rachel would be like, are you ever going to sleep in the house? <I'm> like, no.
I would, oh my God, I would totally hire a garden hermit.
Oh my fucking God. I'm going to hire a bunch of little people to dress like hobbits.
No, I'd hire a garden hermit. Have you heard about those?
No, that's a real thing.
It was a real thing. Okay, let me pull up
this. Is poopsmith a real thing?
Probably.
You could just poop in your yard and be like, poopsmith. Like, no, yes, sir.
I'd totally hire a garden hermit. Let me pull up this thing I found.
Are they just old retired people that tend to gardens?
Okay, no. It's in the 15th, 19th centuries. Many wealthy people hired garden hermits. They were like real life garden gnomes.
Get the fuck out of here.
They would dress like druids or wizards.
What?
Live in a small shack in the garden on the grounds and offer wise counsel and guest entertainment.
Get the fuck out. We need a garden, dude. Oh my god.
Imagine a dude wandering. I would hire the bean wizard.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I'd pay him like a ridiculous salary, like 250 grand a year. You just need to be the bean wizard all the time.
Yeah. And if you shut it off, you're fired. If you ever don't talk in that fun accent, you're gone.
Just every time you have guests over, he's like, ah! It's a bean wizard!
Dance, wizard, dance.
He has to just tell funny anecdotes about being a wizard.
Dude, yeah, I would get a... Oh, my God. So, yeah, I would get a garden wizard, and then maybe hire a special effects guy to teach me how to do special effects makeup and make him look like a troll.
Absolutely. And if you had unlimited money, you could hire Sir Ian McKellen and just have Gandalf walk around. Hell yeah, dude.
I'd be like, Ian, for dinner tonight, can you read a Shakespeare? But don't be late. And then I would wait for it, and I'd be like, giving the eyes, like, ah, is he going to say it? A wizard is never late. He arrives precisely when he means to.
It's amazing. Garden hermits.
Garden, dude, I would buy a life-size tree beard.
Absolutely.
I would pay somebody to make a life-size tree beard and have it just like in the backyard somewhere.
Like an animatronic one that could, like, talk and stuff?
I don't know,
or
maybe.
Just want, like, a statue.
Just a statue would be fine, but maybe make it hollow so I could, like, talk through his butt and make it look like, you know. I am no tree. I am an ant.
Well, okay, piggybacking off of that, since you mentioned a statue in your backyard, I was driving down Warm Springs the other day heading... to go get on 215.
Yep.
And along there, there's a house that's right off of Warm Springs, but its backyard faces the street. Mm. And it's kind of raised, like elevated up by quite a bit.
Okay.
But you can kind of see into the backyard because you're on a little bit of a hill and you can kind of see into the backyard as you're driving. And they have a giant statue of Captain Morgan in their backyard.
What? Like the alcohol pirate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he's got his head, his foot like raised up on a cask of rum.
Jeez.
But he's like 7 feet tall.
Damn.
And it's just like a normal house. This isn't like a mansion.
Yeah. They probably want it.
So they either want it or they spent a ridiculous amount of money on it.
I went to Rachel's work, old work, and one time across the street there was Optimus Prime and Bumblebee statues, like life-size Transformers.
Yeah,
maybe not life-size, they were close, they were like probably 12 feet tall or something.
This is what they have in their backyard. 7.5 foot tall Captain Morgan. How much is it? This one's for sale on OfferUp in Huntington Beach, California for $950.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's not.
It's not bad. We can get that right now.
Yeah.
But I did see someone on a Vegas website also selling a bumblebee statue, but they wanted 20 grand for it.
Mm-mm. 950.
Everyone laugh reacted. Like, rightfully so. No one's going to pay that.
So my question on that, though, is this kind of piggybacks off of the money thing, but not necessarily if you had unlimited money, but if you had to have a backyard statue on your back porch, what would you have?
If I had to have a backyard statue, it would probably, all right, it would either be Lord of the Rings related.
Yeah.
So like maybe the cave troll, that would be cool. The big bumbling ones. Like, yeah, I've seen Nazgul. They make Nazgul statues. That'd which be pretty is pretty cool. Fucking sweet. I would have one of those or maybe like a weird Cthulhu thing.
I think
to creep out the neighborhood.
I think it'd be really great to have like an actual life-size statue of Macho Man. Mid-elbow drop.
Mid-elbow drop. Just fucking bringing the power down.
But I'll paint it up with his little like streamers on his arms. And
yeah, you put some real laces on there.
Yeah. He's got to have the sunglasses on, too.
Yeah, which era is this? Like NWO black and white?
Or,
no, like 80s, 90s,
the ridiculous, rainbow. Where he had the rainbow cowboy hats and like that stuff.
The pink and yellow.
Yes.
Starburst.
Yeah, that.
Starburst Savage.
Yeah. All right. So we can move on to a couple stories real quick here. And then I have one more kind of discussion that I wanted to get into.
Yeah, so I've got I got a little bit of news here. Okay. A Parisian jewel thief, sorry, escapes police thanks to crowds of people going wild over Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So he aided and abetted.
He aided and abetted a jewel thief. Yeah.
Awesome.
Though he's still out there kicking ass on screen, it's easy to mistakenly believe that Jean-Claude Van Damme is no longer the same unstoppable cultural force he was decades in the past. A news story corrects this assumption, letting us know the muscles from the Brussels still possesses enough raw magnetism that simply visiting an eye doctor can choke the streets of Paris with so many excited onlookers that his presence inadvertently helped the jewel thief escape the scene of a crime without being noticed. According to TMZ, Van Damme had stopped by an optometrist near the Champs-Élysées. Yeah, on Tuesday afternoon. A crowd of people gathered for an opportunity to get a glimpse of Van Damme. We assume testing out whether different kinds of eyeglasses stay put while doing the splits. Whoever wrote this article is killing it. At the same time, a man held up a nearby high-end jeweler, Chaumet, at knife point. Then escaped on a green scooter with what authorities... Can no one outrun these goddamn things? There's scooters everywhere.
Seriously.
At the same time, a man held up the jeweler at knife point, escaped on a green scooter with what authorities estimate was between £2 to £3 million in precious stones and jewelry.
Dang, okay.
Euro News reports that nobody was injured in the robbery and that two suspects were detained in eastern France on Wednesday alongside a substantial part of the loot. Still, police were aided mostly by CCTV footage of the man scootering away with his haul.
Scooting.
He's just boot scooting, dude. He's like, I have taken my jewels. I'll scoot away. I fart in your general direction. They had a difficult time gathering eyewitness reports because, as TMZ writes, the crowds of people who might have helped identify the robber were all distracted by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, my God.
And that's it, man. Everyone else would be like, Bloodsport, Van Damme, hell yeah. Me, I'd be like, Street Fighter.
Hell yeah. What was he Guile?
Yeah, he was Guile.
That's right.
They should have gave him the Johnny Bravo haircut, but they didn't.
They should have. It was a missed opportunity. You're right. It is a missed opportunity.
Remember Gomez Adams played fucking Bison?
He did. I forgot about that.
Did you also see who they got to play the new Gomez Adams? They're doing a Netflix series of the Adams family, but it's called Wednesday, and it's going to be focused just on Wednesday Adams as she like goes to some weird school and does her own thing.
Okay.
They got, oh God, I can't remember the name.
Okay.
Hold on. But everybody's so mad.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's see, Wednesday Adams.
Netflix. Luis Guzman.
What? Luis Guzman?
That guy's funny, but I can't see him as Gomez Adams.
He's just...
He just seems lazy.
Yeah, he doesn't seem as...
Gomez was supposed to be like slick and like,
yeah,
you know, a romantic type of guy. Yeah. Luis Guzman's just...
Luis Guzman is more Herman Munster.
Yeah. He's the Hispanic Herman Munster. Damn it.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and give my opinion. I liked the Munsters better than the Addams Family.
I did too.
As far as like the original, like the black and white shows.
Yeah, Munsters was way better in my opinion.
Yeah, the Munsters was just better. It just, I don't know. I just liked it better.
Yeah.
It was just kind of my thing. Okay. So, this story comes from our home state of Nevada here.
This is the wildest shit I've seen in a good time.
Yeah. So a woman, this happened, I'm going to back up first. This happened in Washoe County, which is like Reno area and the whole like northern part of Nevada. I don't even know what the hell else is up there. There's nothing.
Reno and then just fires, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. A woman breaks into a dentist, pulls 13 teeth from a from a clueless patient.
I don't understand how that's possible, but go on.
Yeah, apparently she used anesthetic that her employer had discarded. She used to work at this dentist office.
Oh.
She's not a dentist, though. Let me make that really clear. It says a Nevada woman was arrested for breaking into a dental office for stealing cash and pulling out more than a dozen teeth from an unwitting patient. Her name is Laurel Ike.
Was no one around to stop her?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It says Laurel Ike, who is not a dentist, allegedly told the Washoe County Sheriff's Office that she extracted 13 teeth of an unwilling patient by using anesthetic that her employer had discarded. She said that she broke into the dental office where she used to work. The incident came to light as police were investigating a May 3rd break-in at a dental office on Sun Valley Boulevard. Officers found a broken window and an open door at the site of the burglary with $22,000 in cash and checks stolen. After the investigation, she told detectives that she also broke in to perform the tooth extractions. The 42-year-old woman was arrested on Wednesday and charged with two counts of burglary and one count each of grand larceny, conspiracy to commit burglary, and perform surgery on another without a medical license. The woman had allegedly performed illegal tooth extractions before the break-in and on a different date, according to the
release. That just sounds like a really shitty dentist office. First of all, who keeps $20,000
in cash?
In cash, sitting around.
I don't know.
And who lets an ex-employee have enough time to break in and remove teeth?
Yeah. And this last line, though, it is not known what she did with all the teeth or why she pulled them out.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I just...
That's a tough one.
It is. That is a tough one. But why would you, though?
You have the money. Just bounce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you broke in and stole 22 grand, why would you pull somebody's teeth? And then, also, she's going to jail, and we still don't know where the teeth are.
I mean, what are they going to do with them?
Well, it's not like they're going to put them back.
You know, we just want to know, where are the teeth?
But yeah, I'm just wondering, did she throw
them
away?
She's like, they're in my mouth now.
Did she keep
them? Yeah. She's got a necklace. Fucking, like, I got trophies.
Future Ed Gein over here.
I know.
Stealing what did Eddie Gein do?
Stealing teeth.
Jeez.
Okay, so I know you had another story here that was some more murder and mayhem.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is from a couple weeks ago. A woman used boiling water and sugar to kill her husband.
Sugar?
Yep. This is in Neston, UK. A woman from the United Kingdom was sentenced to life in prison after murdering her husband using boiling water and sugar.
Okay.
Police say in a press release the day before the attack, Karina Smith, 59, was described as angry and very upset at a rumor circulating around her husband, Michael Ains, who is 81.
Okay.
The Chester Standard.
81?
Yeah. Reports her daughter told her Baines sexually abused children, including her brother, who committed suicide in 2007 when they were kids. The release states the next day she filled a bucket from her garden with boiling water, mixed it with three bags of sugar.
Whoa.
While Baines was sleeping in bed, she poured the water and the sugar on his arms and his torso. She went to a nearby home and told the occupant, "I've hurt him really bad. I think I've killed him."
Oh,
I mean, what did you expect was going to happen?
Well, yeah, that's kind of my point.
You'd burn him and teach him a lesson?
Okay. Like,
the dude definitely deserved to die if he actually did that stuff.
Yeah.
Occupant called police, who found Baines in his bed whimpering in pain. Baines was left with burns to 36% of his body. He was taken to the hospital but died about a month later. Smith was found guilty of murder in June and sentenced July 9th to a minimum of 12 years in prison.
Yeah.
In a statement, Detective Chief Inspector Paul Hughes of Cheshire Constabulary, Major Crime... Jesus, how many names do you need? Major Crime Directorate said, Smith killed her husband Michael in such a painful and cruel way. To throw boiling water over someone when they are asleep is absolutely horrific. To mix 3 bags of sugar with the water showed the determination she had to cause serious harm.
Yeah.
The sugar placed in the water makes it... vicious. It becomes thicker and stickier and sticks to the skin.
It's like napalm, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. It's not like you're going to dab it away.
No.
It left Michael in agony, and rather than call emergency services, she wasted time by going to a house 9 doors away to tell a neighbor. She wasn't close to what she had done. Michael was an elderly man who fought for his life after the attack, but sadly, in the end, he passed away. My thoughts continue to be with his family at the incredible difficult time.
Wow.
I feel like they're being a little bit unfair, and they're not looking at the allegations here.
Well, yeah, that's true. The sugar, that's, if you've ever done any sort of...
Candy
making, baking, you actually get it hotter than boiling, because as it thickens, it gets... hotter than boiling. So, like, if you want to make hard candy, you get it to like 300 degrees. So,
yeah.
And it also hardens like almost as soon as it cools. So, she basically cocooned him in like a 200 plus, maybe 300 degree.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's a pretty gnarly way to die.
Yeah, dude. I'm just thinking of like all those videos of like candy makers, like, all right, let's plop this hot sugar mix onto the table. You know, it's like, just imagine that. Hitting someone's skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, if he was wearing clothing, then that like polyester like or some is just, that's combining and then also melting to you. They would have to cut that off.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
But so, I mean, sounds like he's a child molester, so fuck him.
Yeah, absolutely, fuck him. All right. So, speaking of corpses, actually,
oh, fun.
Yeah, you love that.
Love that.
Yeah, you like that? yeah, speaking of corpses. So let me get this pulled up here. Somebody posted this in Reddit Shower Thoughts the other day. It's just a short little thought.
Okay.
But it just I thought that it was appropriate for this show. So let's just ponder over this for a second. People will swim in the ocean, even though there are definitely lots of corpses in it. Right?
Yeah.
But people will not swim in a pool if there's a corpse in it. Correct?
Okay.
For the most part, yes. So that means that all people have a corpse-to-water ratio that is acceptable for them to swim in.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because I never thought about it like that. Because you think, like, I mean, I'm like, oh, the ocean's so big that, like,
it
could almost be sectioned off in my head.
Yeah.
Like, oh, water hitting this over here will never hit over there.
Yeah.
Like, statistically, it's just not going to ever touch that. It'll move somewhere else.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there is a corpse to water ratio that everybody is... at some point okay with.
I mean, it's the same as like pee and poop.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just full of animal shit and human.
Yeah,
and cocaine, human, apparently.
Yeah, lots of cocaine. I just think about like all the people who have died at sea.
That's true, man.
Dumping bodies, sea burials, you name it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The Titanic.
Ugh. Yeah, we're just swimming around in that.
Jeez. Well, I can maybe... maybe fish eat it, you know?
Well, yeah, they do.
Make it a little bit better.
But yeah, makes it a little better. It's not just a corpse hanging out perpetually. But whenever I asked...
wouldn't that be some shit if fish were just new? And they're like, no, we don't eat that. So there are just bloated corpses just floating around the ocean.
Everywhere. Ugh. Well, whenever I asked Stephanie about that earlier, she said it's because we can't see them. She said you would probably still swim in a pool if the water was just like pitch black, but there was corpses in the other end of it. Mm-mm. You just didn't know. Or if you just couldn't see them. Her idea is out of sight, out of mind.
That is true. Until you know about it, you're okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose so. Like, I guess if you were swimming in like, Lake Mead for some reason.
There's been tons of corpses in that lake.
Tons of corpses in that lake. Yeah. There could be just corpses just below your feet, and you're just...
You don't know. You wouldn't know.
You don't know.
But you're cool with it.
But that's my point, is you're cool with it.
Yeah. That's the same thing as walking through... So you could look at it like this. Walk through a random neighborhood.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in those houses, but you're okay to walk through that neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have no idea if someone's murdered in that house. if there's a fucking corpse in that house. Something weird. Sexual's going on. Think of how many of your neighbors are just banging it out right now. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. That's exactly right.
But we're cool with it.
You don't know how much autoerotic asphyxiation is happening.
We're cool with shaking people's hands before COVID.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. I'm.
Where have those fingers been?
I'm not okay with that anymore.
Yeah.
I absolutely will not shake your fucking hand now.
You've been stink palming?
I will not hug a stranger or shake somebody's hand anymore. I won't even touch door handles anymore.
Yeah.
I carry like a special little tool that's attached to my...
I have one of those, but I always forget about it.
I keep it. It's attached to my belt on one of those like janitor, like retractable rings. Oh, yeah. It's a good one. So I don't even touch doorknobs or door handles or...
How do you get the circular ones?
Those you're kind of fucked.
Just elbow it.
Yeah, most of the time they're not circular.
Yeah, though, anywhere so. In public is yeah, the anywhere big hooks.
Perfect. Yeah.
Or a push.
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, the little tool that I got also works on touch screens, so when I go to the like self checkouts, I still don't have to touch anything.
I keep hand sanitizer with me.
I keep a ridiculous sized bottle in my car.
I tried that and then it got 114 degrees and it almost exploded in my car.
No, if you buy the good stuff, it doesn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The cheap stuff does.
I had one of the travel ones.
Yeah.
And I went out and it was like fucking about to explode, and I was like, oh Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I suppose that about wraps up this episode.
Yep.
Next week, or not next week, but our next episode, we are going to have a discussion on Normal People Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah, because the Olympics are still going on.
Yeah. Those were just a shit show every year anyway.
I tried to watch the women's basketball last night.
Yeah, every time they happen, it's a real shit show every time. But either way, I guess we'll get out of here. We'll see you guys again in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.